And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about the latest animation film from DreamWorks, which he says should appeal to children of all ages, even if we look like adults.
From DreamWorks comes How to Train Your Dragon. I wasn't actually taken so much by the title, but I'll tell you what, once it started, if there's another Oscar nominee animation film for the rest of the year, it'll have to be very good to beat How to Beat Your Dragon. So I've almost cast my vote, and it's very early in the year.
The film, you say, reminds us of and appeals to the thrillable inner child most adults possess.
Yes, and I think I noticed with the reviewers that female reviewers were responding well to it, as were the males, so it's got something for everyone.
Let's just very quickly give some clues on the plot.
Well, we're up in Scandinavia and on an island of Birk, and it's surrounded by seas, and there are rather large Vikings. I don't know if you're a fan of the cartoons of Hagar the Horrible, but I've used it a lot in my work over the years, so I was absolutely delighted to see the screen equivalents. This time the leader of the island is Stoic the Vast. He's actually voiced by Gerard Butler with his own Scots accent, and he does it very well.
Either we finish them, or they'll finish us.
Everything. But the funny thing is that these ancient Vikings all speak with Scots accents.
You can't lift a hammer, you can't swing an axe, you can't even throw one of these.
And their children all speak with American accents.
It's okay, Astrid. Toothless.
You're so busted.
Da-da-da, we're dead.
But, that's a concession to Hollywood and the American public, perhaps.
It's filmed in 3D, isn't it?
Yes, it's wonderful 3D. Actually, visually, the recreation of the island and the sea is very impressive, a bit like artwork, perhaps.
This is my home. We have fishing, hunting, and a charming view of the sunsets.
And the dragons, and there are lots and lots of them, especially flying around and attacking the Vikings and nabbing up their poor unsuspecting sheep.
The only problems are the pests. You see, most places have mice or mosquitoes. We have dragons.
The dragons look quite magnificent.
Fighting dragons is everything around here.
It's got an underlying message, hasn't it, Peter?
Well, it has, yes. There's a little boy called Hiccup.
My name's Hiccup.
Which one of the reviewers said probably was the son of Sir Toby Belch, but I let that one go. And he's thin and scrawny.
I've always wanted to be a great Viking.
Oh, no, you don't.
And he doesn't really want to kill dragons. And while he knocks one out of the sky...
Yes, I hit it! I have brought down this mighty beast! Oh.
He finds he's just wounded it a bit, and they become great friends, and in fact, they solve all the mysteries of why the dragons are attacking the Vikings and lead to a happy and harmonious ending.
Thank you for nothing, you useless reptile.
Dragons and humans alike.
So, fighting only gets you so far, right? And perpetrates prejudice. You've got to make friends with your dragon if you want harmony.
Yes, I stole that a bit from Dick Brown and his Hagar the Horrible cartoons, where you are to make friends with your own inner dragon. But it sounds good. It's a witty script. The story is interesting. There's plenty of action for the younger and maybe older audiences. And I thought the way then that it actually works through the relationship of the generations, the father disappointed with his scrawny son and then finding that he really is the hero and leader and works for peace rather than just simply battling. There's a lot to commend it, I would think.